This episode of Real Life Sci-Fi is brought to you by Epic Reads and the new sci-fi fantasy Heart of Iron by Ashley Poston.
New York Times bestselling author Victoria Schwab says Heart of Iron delivers a delightful cast and nonstop thrills. The pages flew by and I couldn't put it down.
Don't miss this epic adventure, perfect for fans of Six of Crows and Firefly.
Pick up Heart of Iron today. Available now wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Do you do audiobooks?
I tried, but the one that I tried to listen to was too quiet, and I was cooking.
Feral Audio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life.
Excuse me.
What?
Hi, I'm Jim Job.
Jim Job?
Jim Job.
What, Jim Job?
I am a regular human.
Okay.
And I was curious if I was looking for some, if I could buy some legs.
You want legs?
I
want
to buy some legs.
Because you're a human and you need some legs?
I like legs. I want to buy some legs. What's the best way for me to buy legs?
Well, I mean, you could get them on the internet, I guess. Is that what you mean?
Yes, and they will be delivered to me.
They'll be delivered to you. Well, I mean, I guess what you could do is you could go to feralaudio.com, and on that page, there's a Shop Amazon button. You can click on that, right? It's going to open up Amazon, and anything you buy is going to contribute to Feral Audio, the podcast station that you're currently on right now for inexplicable reasons.
I like this show. I also like legs. By clicking on this Amazon portal, I can support both.
I mean, sure. Yeah, you would be supporting the show and Feral Audio and I guess legs in general. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see what options are available to me.
I'm sure that there's a lot of leg options. Do you want to stick around while we're about to start the show?
Yes, I can camouflage myself into this corner.
Okay. Well, I hope you like it. We're going to start now. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And our guest today is Mike.
Hey, it's me, Mike.
Mike is withholding his last name. Because this is a show about conspiracy theories and sci-fi stuff. And, you know, sometimes people tweet you dumb shit that you don't want when you give your full name.
Put on a list because you emailed the word bomb with president.
It just makes my story seem more credible. It's so freaky. We can't use my last name. I ripped McDonald's off. Don't tell him. It was Mike Jones.
You just blew it. Our guest today is Mike Jones. This is weird. Sorry.
My full name.
No. I was doing somersaults in my brain just now. Mike.
Oh, I got you.
What
are you known for?
What do you think? What do you think about conspiracy theories and ghosts and aliens and you know, like, where do you stand
what
on
are
all
some
this
things
stuff
that you believe in / not believe in?
Oh man, that's general. Let me see here.
Like, do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, I believe in aliens. Don't really believe aliens have. I don't know if aliens have come to Earth and just hovered over and looked and said, this is pretty cool. Should we take one? And then they take one being a human, and then run some experiments on them. And I don't know.
That's what you think does happen?
No, I don't think that happens. I don't. Okay. I'm just trying to reverse engineer that idea. The idea of like NASA going out to another planet and then finding intelligent life and then hovering around for 50 years and then getting, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's how it would work. I saw the movie Martian.
Well, like, let's say we found life on Mars, you know, like, First off, there wouldn't be a big announcement.
Yeah.
Because they're not allowed to make that announcement. And then B, we would probably just observe them for a while.
I think we would size them up a little bit. It would be like, all right, if we go down there, can we fuck these guys up, or are they going to fuck us up?
Like, should we test for nuclear energy? Okay, they don't have that.
It does seem like a far way to travel just to, well, I wish I had a counter argument of what they would do, what we would do if we discovered life on another planet. Like, let's,
I think probably what would happen is we would, like, observe them, and then we'd be like, oh, they're dumb. Let's go down there. And then we would realize that the real smart people, that those were their farm animals, and they're under the ground.
So we observed their cows, and we're like, oh, these cows are dumb. And we go down there, and then the ranchers come up from underground, like, what the fuck? We'll get off my land.
What are you doing on my land? We got what's it called when you can stand your ground? We got stand your ground laws here on Mars. So we're gonna shoot you.
We got what's it called? It's like Clint Eastwood. Wait, what?
The fistful of dollars.
That's what you're looking for, right? Fistful of dollars.
I'm gonna sit backwards.
Jesus, get yeah, settled. Dude. My God,
I'm like sitting, and I feel like
doing the Fonzie pose on the.
Well, I was sitting chair. Normal style, and it just made me feel really tired.
This doesn't look you. You look.
I don't
like,
care how I look. I feel much more comfortable. I feel like I'm now hidden behind a chair, and I feel like I'm about to rap to you.
You look like a crab person. All right, just let's get into it, man. What are we talking about?
Yeah, today we are talking about Bohemian Grove. Mike's got a story to tell, but we'll get into the loose general idea of what Bohemian Grove is. Basically, this thing's been around forever, and
what is it?
It's basically an area in Northern California where all the rich elite get together, and they treat it like. To the public, it's just a fraternity of rich people that get together. But to the conspiracy theorists, it is a place where they get together and create what the future is going to be. it was created as like a place for artists. And to get away from the regular society, and it's like they have like a slogan that's like basically like leave your.
What is it about spiders, right? Is that the one?
Yeah.
No spooky spiders here in the forest village. Meaning, don't talk business when you're here in the
Bohemian Grove. Spiders who spin your webs are not welcome, or something like that.
What is it? We got to know. No webs.
Weaving spiders come not here.
Weaving spiders.
And that just means like fucking don't, let's not talk politics. This is like a rich boy fraternity. We're just going to enjoy the woods.
A lot of ex-presidents are openly members of the Bohemian Grove.
And a lot of people joined that became presidents.
Yeah.
Reagan, Nixon, Bush.
What does that mean? I can join?
No.
And then I'll be president?
You can't join. It's very limited.
Alan Greenspan.
Why
Clinton.
Can't I join?
Because to join the Bohemian Grove, you have to be, just like a fraternity, you have to be like repped by a current member.
And then okay.
And
I can do that. What else?
And then you go there and they try you out.
Uh-huh.
See, what they have is a thing.
As long as I don't talk business, I get in?
That's what they say. That's what they say. Yeah. But the thing is this, is that like,
I mean, that's easy, because I'm like an idiot. I don't have any business to talk.
I believe that policy is created there.
Yeah, that's what I'm like withholding off. I'm waiting for you to explain like what the conspiracy, just to represent the conspiracy world and say like what the conspiracy is rather than like, me just like
example,
to say what
they say was. Weaving spiders come not here, but there is proof that the Manhattan Project was started that they came up with that there, and then also from Bohemian Grove, like basically...
It was like the idea of the birth child of, or whatever, that's where the idea was birthed for the Manhattan Project, or like a big part of the talks were.
So like Oppenheimer, and that was not a member, he was like allowed to go there because he was hosting, talking about the Manhattan Project, but it's like, you say that it's just a fun boys club, but they created probably the biggest event in human history there.
That allegedly.
Like affected everybody. No, that meeting definitely happened there.
Yeah, that's a from the brief Googling I saw several things that point it towards it wasn't citing anything historical documents, but it's like it was just like but it cited the idea that a lot of historical documents prove that the Manhattan Project was talked about there. So I saw like three articles being like, it's pretty well documented that Manhattan Project's talked about here, but not citing about where that's exactly from. So I wouldn't be surprised,
and
I guess.
And like in the seven, this thing's been around for
142, I think it was 18.
Yeah, it's so old.
142 years.
Maybe. And I could see it starting out as like a rich elite actors or whatever performance thing. But then like, you know, that's always the cover.
Do you believe
and,
it, Wade?
And
that's always the cover for everything that you think. I mean, sometimes something has to exist at face value, right?
I agree, but there is proof that the Manhattan Project was birthed there. So it's like that's pretty huge.
But isn't the Manhattan? I mean, isn't the Manhattan Project just let's make nukes?
And
like that doesn't seem like a big conversation. Like we got this guy who thinks he can make nukes. Oh yeah, have him make them. He should make those.
But it's at a. But it happened at a place because Oppenheimer came in and Heinrich came in and presented it to them. Like, why would you need to present this to this fraternity of rich boys club? Why would you need to tell them? Why did that need to happen?
You know, the same reason that everyone in Hollywood always talks about their development fucking projects that never go anywhere. Like, because what else are you going to talk about? Like, you're not interesting in any way.
Like, I just think that they it's basically, yes, it is like a fraternity and they all help each other out and they all move each other up.
I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, okay. But now, so this is like the third or fourth, like,
incarnation
of that. Like, there's every, it seems like, okay, because there's the Illuminati and then there's like the Bilderberg group and then now there's this and
Skull and Bones and they're all
so it's like, well, so what's the Masons,
a lot of these members,
like,
are members of those things,
but so it seems like this is the place where they're like, let's just fucking chill, let's just chill out, let's not talk about all this shit that we talk about in every other thing that we go to.
Oh, but you could tell us about the Manhattan Project. That's just weird to me. It's like the elite that rule the world should not. I think that this is why. I think this is why Kennedy was assassinated, because he was like, listen, no more secrets, no more secret groups. You can't be in secret societies and be a part of our government.
Well, then he. I mean, that's. I mean, come on. So, it's America. It's freedom. I want to be in secret groups. I'll be in as many secret groups as I want, Mr. President. You can't tell me not to be in a secret group.
Don't be in them and then have position in our government.
Well, then how would I make any money?
Sell a TV show.
Oh, please. In my dreams, I would love to.
And then here's the other thing, too. On top of all this, in like 2000, Alex Jones went there and snuck a camera in and then recorded. Because there was all these rumors that like, oh, they worship the owl. And they have this giant owl statue. And they basically go through a ritual that like sacrifices a human. And then they set the owl on fire. And it's all... A lot of people think that what the idea of this secret group comes from is like old Babylon, old ancient Egyptian.
What's the owl god that they're burning
secrets,
to?
The owl.
Whatever.
The
owl funky name.
The owl is represented by, it's a certain god that they're basically worshiping. And so, yeah, so but, to okay. have a false human sacrifice and to burn an owl and have like a
but
rebirth.
Don't you think that any of this has a sense of humor? Like, don't you think that there are groups out there that are like, oh man, you know what? Let's first of all, we're all rich. Let's buy a large like campus, a big piece of land, mm-hmm. and then we'll like build a fucking, I don't know, an owl statue. Cause like, who gives a shit? And we'll like just set fire to it every once in a while. It'll be fun. It'll be like an ironic, like weird culty thing.
Like, I think the symbolism, and I think that this ritual is very premeditated, and putting the owl in a dollar bill is very premeditated, and having a spider.
Where's an owl in a dollar bill?
Right, yeah, I saw it on the internet, not on a dollar bill, but
come
we'll
on,
see.
But this is like, is this going to be one of the, is this going to be, it. Oh, you have to fucking fold
it. It makes the twin towers with
the smoke.
You
can see anything you want in a dollar bill if you try hard enough.
If the internet was correct, I saw this today on Google searching.
But here's the thing, did you ever go to Folsom Field, CU, Boulder?
Yeah.
When you walk around outside of that stadium.
No. There's the owl right there in the top right corner of the one. If you're looking at the one in the right top right corner, on the left side of the one, there's a little owl hiding.
And it says Tootsie Pop right there. Right underneath. It was a cross promotion.
And then there's also a... So it's like right... There, you see, there's a little owl right there. And if you use a magnifying glass on that, that is an owl. And then there's also a spider within all this. See all this, the background of the one is like all a web. There's a spider hanging somewhere too. And like, I think that weaving spider's message has to do with that too. I think it's all the same bullshit.
I have a dollar.
I don't see an owl.
Well, you got to use a magnifying glass. It is 100. It is 100% an owl. I don't think I have a magnifying glass, but there's an owl there.
The thing is, they have
on our printed money. It's not like something that looks like an owl. It is an owl.
So every July at Bohemian Grove, they have.
I think anything where you go like, oh, look at the fucking dollar, just turns you into a fucking.
And then there's the spider.
I've seen the spider. Webs on the dollar. Yeah. Well, but it proves nothing. It proves that there's a spider on the dollar bill.
Well. Every July, they have. Hold on. The thing is, I'm sure what Willie's point is just the fact that there's this very powerful secret government. Sorry, very powerful men's society.
Wait, you never let me finish my Folsom Field thing.
I didn't.
If you walk around, Folsom Field is surrounded by. Willie, stop looking at a fucking dollar. If you walk around Folsom Field, there's like weird, like. Really satanic, like, sites set up. There's, like, one that's, like... At least there was 15 years ago or whatever. There's one fucking 20 years ago. Jesus Christ. So old. There's one where it's, like, the shape of a body with his arms outstretched, like, dug into the ground and, like, a pentagram around it and stuff like that. And there's, like, a bunch of weird shit around Folsom Field. And it means nothing. Because it's just, like... Dumb. It's like, hey,
but it means something to somebody. It was a choice at some point, and the people.
Well, I'm sure they were like, hey, let's make fun of dumb fucking sacrilegious bullshit.
But yeah, but it's also a lot of those people doing. Or is it something that's carved out of like stone and done in masonry work? Because like a lot of the tradition, but I'm.
Yeah, I mean the Masons.
It could be just a reason to use this. If you're making a ship and you put some fucking nautical symbols on it that. Could historically mean something.
No, it's almost like
against you.
It was like a fake, like we'll sacrifice a human here. But it was in the middle of a college campus, so it's like, oh, this is just dumb. This is stupid.
But I think that there's that. Here's the thing: if you don't believe in the occultism or whatever, that's fine. But most of elite government throughout history has gone to occultism. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, yes, I always bring up Hitler. Yes. But he was very hard into the occult. Our forefathers are hard into the occult. The Freemasons, yes, they're just like a hardcore Boy Scout. But the rulers are basically satanic worshipers.
But those are all sources that come from the same weird thing
so
we believe.
The thing is, well, I don't want to tip my hand about my opinion too quickly, but it's like, I don't know if they're Satan worshippers as much as they are the way someone going to Coachella is a hippie, and they're going to use symbols in which like invoke those ideas. And I feel like
that's what I'm saying.
When you're like, but like carving something at Colorado State or what, that, and you're like
Colorado University. We would never do anything like that at Colorado State.
We're all Aggies. We're all agriculture.
But the idea that like you were like, you obviously got into the person who designed that got into the trade of large granite carving, right? I'm assuming like they're large granite bricks with like satanic type of symbols.
This thing I'm talking about? Yeah, it was just like somebody dug a hole in the ground that looked like a human, and there's a pentagram around it.
But yeah, I was picturing it being an architectural installation that had like...
It's probably not even still there.
Okay. I was picturing it as a permanent thing that was...
No, I don't think so.
Just in the same way that like... But to make really Willie's point relevant, I think the point he's making rather is like... There is this like group of an immense society that uses the owl all over their shit, and then somebody at some point made a choice to put that on a dollar bill as a wink or a nod or whatever, and doesn't necessarily mean they hold any power outside of like you have all these pictures and video footage.
It's like an Easter egg.
Yeah, exactly. It would just be like if I made a, you know, if I made a building and I put like,
yeah,
if you
like,
look at the stairs, it says Wade.
There's like dicks, yeah. Clouds shaped like dicks in like every Disney movie.
But so here's the thing. So Bohemian Grove, Bohemian Society, I think is right. That's the people who occupy it. It's in the Redwood. It's in the Redwoods in Sonoma County, about an hour north of San Francisco. It's thousands of years old trees, some of the oldest trees in the world, super tall, really beautiful, looks like Endor. And they own this 100,
I think it was Endor, right?
Yeah, I think so. And 150 acres, something like ridiculous, like no human should own that much property in that beautiful of an area, right off the Russian River. And
is it not a national park?
There's like near parts of it definitely are, because there's, well, definitely a state park, like Muir Woods.
This is a private area.
They own 100 of like the most prime area, and it's in like this little
ravine. And you know all this because you've been there.
I've been there, yeah. But so there's this thing. But I'm just, I feel like if I just state my opinion, then we'll be like whatever. So I'm just gonna. There's this thing every July, mid July. It's called the encampment. It lasts 17 days for 2 weekends, and all these rich elite people come, and they have a capacity of 2,000 people that are allowed on the property. No cameras, no cell phone, no women, no people from the outside can't get in. Very high security. And you're asking about joining you have to get someone to pledge for you. And then there's a clubhouse that's just like off campus or whatever. Because in the Bohemian Grove, there's all these different little camps. So people, there's like a,
like the bush belongs to the hillbilly camp. They
yeah.
Just have
but yeah, it's more, yeah, exactly.
It's like Harry Potter.
Exactly. And so like they had to bring you in and like see if they like you. And then it's like a years and years long waiting list. And so at one point, Willie start telling the story in 2000, these two dudes, they used a hidden camera in a pager, which is really funny. And they snuck in, and like, so this encampment thing, at like the last weekend of it, or I believe it's the last weekend.
Yeah, it
of
used
it. Like
to be the first, and they changed it to the last.
The biggest event is that in effigy, they burn, I believe, a child and send it out to this like owl god. An effigy of a child. I believe that's what it is.
Oh. Yeah.
Which of course has sparked rumors. And since it's a 150-year-old society, there's been rumors of like, it used to be, you know, actually a child. And,
right.
You know, but so that's.
Do you know, like,
here, I'll show you some photos.
Who's the child? Do they pick a new one every year? Or is it a random generic child?
Within the a lot of different occult groups, there is a child sacrifice, and there is a taking the power away from a child, and that's just such a weird theme that...
I'm showing Wade a picture of Bohemian Grove. That first one's,
that's Reagan,
and then Nixon, and I think that's ahead of the... And then... This is the owl god.
Well, how secret can this be? There's hundreds of photos of it.
Yeah, there's not.
That's because it's over 100 years old.
Yeah. And they're definitely like public photos. That's the burning.
Like when Alex Jones went there
just
and took
Google
the video.
And search Bohemian Grove, and you'll see what Wade's looking at.
I don't want to say it put
Jeff
him on the map.
Davis. Sorry. Go on.
But a lot of people were offended by the fact that he snuck a camera.
Oh, yeah.
Because
MS
members weren't allowed to have the cameras.
And oh, yeah.
He, from across the little pond, lake, filmed the whole, the effigy of the sacrifice and the owl catching on fire. And yeah, it seems all cheesy, but I'm like, listen, as cheesy as you think it is, it's a ritual.
Yeah.
And it means something more to be a part of it than even if it's all bullshit. Like, mm-hmm. I just think that the rituals in the occult are like powerful.
Yeah. Well, definitely. But I mean, I'm like on the fence with this one because I got to go there last summer for a wedding.
Hang on, before you get into that.
But
they've got a zoomed in dollar. I see the owl. But it could also be
Photoshop?
A cat.
then it's the pyramids.
I mean, it's all it is a little it's a little adorable animal.
Yeah.
So anyway, do we want to get into your?
No, either way. I mean, I was just I was just saying, like, yeah. If
so, Mike was fucking there.
Well, yeah, but as far as like,
so you saw this big owl thing?
I did, but it wasn't during the encampment. I was there for a wedding, which they have like two weddings a year if you're lucky, and that's the only reason I'm like withholding my name, because if you know our group of friends, you probably know this is who this is by now. But it's I just don't want this to pop up on Facebook and the person's dad who is a member of the Bohemian Grove
Google
to be like
Secrets
just
leaked,
to pop up. So
Mike's name is there with Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I got to go there for a wedding, and like I knew it was a men's society. I'd never heard about it before. I Google image searched, which I would suggest you guys do to contextualize this, what this place, just kind of get a general feel of what this place looks like, because it's really cool. It's like I said, it's the middle of the redwood forest. I'm from the Bay Area, so like I've gone up to that area a lot, and it definitely feels like it definitely has a very, just as if you went out to Joshua Tree or whatever, how that has a very specific like feeling when you're out there. Bohemian Grove even has that times 10 for me, at least, because it's just surrounded by these giant pillars of trees, and it just feels like you're on a different planet, hence Star Wars shooting there. But so we all got on a bus to go in Sonoma, and got to the Bohemian Grove, and then a security guard came on, and because we definitely heard like there's no photographs. I was reiterated like at least 10 times prior to getting there. Like there will be a professional photographer that's associated with the club.
I love their wedding photos, to have them all be blacked out.
Yeah, just eyes across. So yeah, we got there, and the guy on the bus. I mean, my first thing, it seemed like it wasn't a big deal, because the security guy gets on the bus. He's like, "All right, guys, welcome to Bohemian Grove. There's two rules. The first one is no photos." And the second one
is there are no rules.
First rule is there's no photos, and the second rule is,
have fun.
I can't think of the second rule, but it's probably all right. So you guys just go in, have a lot of fun, no photos.
Oh wait, that was his
it was his speech, and I was
really?
Just like, yeah, I was like, oh okay, this place is no big deal. But no, we went in, and we like it was just. Awesome looking. We're like in the main clubhouse area, and as you go in, there's like lots of different carvings and statues that people, that members, like I was asking lots of questions.
So it's like going to Disneyland.
It's like going to a Disneyland that only 2,000 rich white dudes are invited to.
Yeah, there are three honorary female members, but that's because they took them to Supreme Court for discrimination of employment, or you know what I mean, like
okay.
In the 70s. So they added three female honorary members.
I mean, that kind of busts the whole thing, doesn't it?
Well,
if they took it to Supreme Court,
it's still
Supreme Court was like,
you can't do that.
You can't.
One of the rules,
they're like, fuck, our secret society, they just took us to Supreme Court. Fuck. We'll never keep it secret now.
It's still the thing I'm getting at. There's a lot of things that happened that were weird there, and it was definitely the only place I've been that made me go, like, I've heard Willie's, like, ideas a million times, and I, like, if anything, I probably lean closer to Wade's side of being pessimistic or
realistic.
And this is the first one I went, like, okay, now I get what what it would be like a secret society that held a lot of powers that could do a lot of things that like this is how it would exist. It would be this for like I. Like we,
you would have a simple cover. Hey, we're just goofing around.
It just
around.
Wouldn't be that secret if it would just be like it would just be that if like the 2,000 most powerful people in Hollywood, just to put it in our realm, like just belong to this weird thing that every summer they go out to Palm Springs and they
figured out what movies were coming out next year.
They got 15. Yeah, and but the idea is like we're gonna go there, and now we're not all competing. We're all friends here. Let's like drop all that, and this is this thing that happens. And
most of you will be president. Or,
yeah, exactly. It's like and you have.
Well, but that's the thing. Like you could say that. Like to put it in those terms, you could say that. Like, hey, we're all in the same industry. We're all just friends here. Don't talk about business, but it's still a networking tool. It's still like,
ultimately.
Oh, hey, I know you, you know me. Like, now we're friends.
Hey, you need water? I control the water.
Yeah, it's just very powerful people doing it, though. But so we got there, and then they were offering tours. I'll get to that in a second, but one of my friends was DJing the wedding. She's some... all female San Francisco DJ girl. We had a wedding, cool tattoos. So she like is part of this company. She's known the person who was getting married for a long time. So she's DJing the wedding, and she's also like in a band that's not like a huge band. They're mildly successful, but like as they got in, that she got into like to the Bohemian Grove. She's not driving on a bus that's been pre-approved with the whole like wedding list, because they definitely check the wedding list as we're getting off to make sure you know no one's sneaking on. But like. The guy asked her name and her assistant's name, which was her husband. And then he was like, I really like your band. And start talking about her band. So like, they clearly like did research on everybody that was coming into there. Like it was just like, imagine if the Magic Castle, imagine the Magic Castle was like 10 times more secure or exclusive. That's like kind of the vibe it was as far as like, so then we did this, tour. They have these like little.
I mean, it seems like a joke to me. It totally seems like a joke to me. Like I went to the Magic Castle and it's a joke.
Yeah, but imagine times 10.
Yeah, times 10, times 10 hilarity.
Imagine. I guess I haven't been to the Magic Castle for a long time. It seems like it's a lot easier now.
Then
imagine.
No,
imagine something that's hard.
Like the
imagine
fact
getting
that-
into the Staples Center. Backstage
when they're closed.
Yeah. I don't know.
It all just seems kind of like a like they're kind of relying on this
the
like
mysticism of it.
Yeah,
but what's weird too though is that like the security of the area is like actually really tough.
Yeah,
you can't like throughout what was it 150,000 acres? Mm-hmm. There's security all around it, even in the woods, not on the roads.
I could get in there if it's that big. I'll get in there.
I think it's 50 acres. Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Do you guys want to bet?
Whatever it is, it's very big.
If you guys pay for my trip to go up there, I'll get in.
Oh, you can't for sure.
I definitely can.
If you go close to the road, they just come up and they say,
If it's that big.
So you pull up, do not enter Bohemian Grove.
I'm not going to go to the front gate.
Oh, you're going
to
climb up? Okay,
that's, well, I'm going to go around in the back.
I was going to do a role play.
Oh, do you want to?
That's what I was hoping.
Okay, what?
Okay, so you're driving down.
Well, no,
you're not on the road. He's
I'm
out
on the
woods.
Back. I'm like
so you're
creeping
sneaking in?
Through. Yeah.
Oh, that ruins my. Okay, I don't know.
Does that ruin your bit?
No, go for it. There's no bit.
All right, so I'm creeping in.
Because I'm just going to go, hey, there he is, get him.
No, see, I'm too smart
okay,
for
fine,
that.
Okay, fine, here you are. So I'm a security guard.
There's a big redwood here and another one here. And I'm like, oh, I think I've found it. I think I'm finally on the campus. This seems to be
a
clearing.
There's probably a fence.
I can scale that fence, or I could use wire cutters, or maybe even the acid that I have in my pocket. I could use the acid on the fence.
I think that if you...
I'm not very athletic these days, so I'm gonna use the acid. I'm going to cut like a human-sized hole, and I just creep through.
And then I think you're creeping through.
And it's just like, there's not a lot out here.
And then you'd come upon like some cabins.
Cabins.
So what do you do?
Oh, I'm just going to like sneak up to...
All right, sneak. Let me roll my dice to see how sneaky you get.
Sneak up.
I think that...
Sneak up to where there's like the... I'm not going to the front doors or anything. I'm gonna like peek in some windows.
Yeah, and I think at this point like a truck will pull up. And like with a walkie, walkie blaring. I got him. I got eyes on him. Oh, shit. Hey, sir. Sir, may I help you, sir?
Hi, yeah. No, I just got locked out of my cabin.
You got your cabin. Where are you staying?
This cabin.
What's your name?
Jones.
Jones. Guys, you have some ID?
No, I'm richer than you. You're a security guard. I'm from the Jones family. Okay? Why don't you fucking
the whole town?
Why don't you fucking call it in? Okay? I'm from the fucking Jones family.
I'm a member here as well, being a security staff. I'm a member here.
Well,
I know everybody.
You're not, because you're wearing a shitty uniform and you look like you're lesser than
I guess I wouldn't. I guess then Willie takes on from there, because I don't know what. I guess that's the questioning point, is what they do from there. Because I think they would just call the cops.
Who's this guy? Who's this guy?
Well, I'm the other security guard. This is private property.
Oh, my God.
This is my manager.
Yeah,
he's also a member. I'm going to go.
He's a bigger loser than you are.
I'm going to go polish the owl.
Yeah, get out of here. Go polish the owl, because we need it to be shiny for when we do the thing that we do here.
All right.
Wait, I guess I could
Jones,
shoot
ever
you.
Hear of it? Jones, why don't you fucking get a real job?
These guys treat me good, actually, and I don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, these guys that treat you good, they're me. I treat you good.
I'm a member. Like, everybody's, like, staff there.
I know that you're a fucking member, but I'm obviously wearing a three-piece suit, and you're in a weird Yogi Bear forest ranger outfit. So why don't you take it back?
You're not in the yearbook.
There's a yearbook?
What? No.
I don't know.
But the,
so wait.
What year? because I think you got it wrong.
So that's how it would happen, right?
I from the videos that I've seen of people trying to sneak in, they're pretty aggressive, and B, when Alex Jones got in, it's because he snuck onto a truck that had members on it.
Yeah.
And they recognized the members, and they just assumed that they were guests of those members.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds easy.
And then when he started sneaking off into the woods, he was like, he got away from people, but then he was followed, because there's cameras all over those woods along the property too.
The property would definitely be surrounded by fences, and there'd be.
Is this that movie?
What movie? They definitely. I've heard that the season 2 of True Detective has like a lot to.
No, well, maybe I
didn't see that shit.
No, but that movie, that one movie where
Star
the guys
Wars. Yeah,
like
Endor.
Yeah.
Is it called Conspiracy or something like that?
Yeah, where they like snuck into some kind of thing and then.
Yeah, that one was weird, because it was like it reminded me.
Do you remember what it was called though?
I think it was like Conspiracy or something like that. It was something like that. But yeah, you remember in Eyes Wide Shut when like everybody knew that he wasn't a part of the whole thing. That's how that movie was too, and it felt very inspired.
James
by that
Bond did that also.
They're definitely not gonna like
that's
let you roll with the punches and be like, well, he's
yeah,
here.
That's how
we all know.
I'm not 100% sure, but I believe I'm pretty confident that anybody who's security there, they're definitely not Securitas or hired out, you know, through a third party.
Yeah,
they're most likely members,
because there have been articles,
and they're probably
written,
like the lowest people on the totem pole.
That's like really shitty though. That means they make like $300,000 a year.
Yeah,
and then they
yeah.
come to this club and they're like, hey,
oh no, I would assume,
hey,
that,
poor guy,
I would assume that
you're working the door.
I would assume there are people that live up in like that area. They probably, you know, because it's like it'd be like Big Bear, I guess, is the equivalent, I would think, if you're putting in LA.
There's articles written by people that work there, like wait staff and stuff, and like, yeah, a lot of them are right out of the high school from that area, but they do complete background checks, and then they don't let you, you know, yes, there's protocol of like, call everyone gentlemen, don't talk about business, whatever, blah, 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 but like, they're definitely not a part of the secret meetings. You know, there's no service during the incantation or whatever, the owl burning. Yeah. But
I mean, that sounds like a shitty club to me, because if I'm at the incantation, I want to drink, you know?
Some of the rumors about, so some of the rumors are everyone's naked.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's all men?
All men.
And they're all rich, so they're all like
supposedly
pretty
also,
old.
Like, I just reading online, so, but it was like that they bring prostitutes, both male and female, and little kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors of like orgies.
But, so they're giving tours to the guests when we were at this wedding, and they had these like little half trucks with an open back, very specifically designed for this place, which is really cool. they probably went to the same place that like builds fire trucks to get or ambulances to like get this made. It was very customized. Probably one of their members, but they are giving us tours, head of security, and you would drive through this. Is that what a grove is? It's just like a hillside on both sides, and you're driving down the middle. So like a canyon, whatever.
A valley?
Yeah, a valley to the shadow of death. And I looked at my life, and they were pointing at it. Realized the song was referenced. And then they were pointing out each encampment. So there's all these like cabins. Willie's making a face ready to say a joke, but trying to judge. I thought you're trying to judge you. It was worth interrupting. You're like, oh, that's pretty good. But it was this. They were keep pointing out these different encampments. Some of them were decked out to the nines. You know, the tens.
No, to the nines.
To the nines. And some were just very rustic, and some had stages and stuff, and they'd be like, this is the Boulder camp, and this one's the Shulings. And each one was
private orgy.
And the way they described it,
please don't go in there.
This is the orgy camp. Look at the butt cabin. The whole Bohemian Grove is supposed to be focused on the arts. That's the pitch that the guy was giving us. Everything's focused on the arts. Everybody who's here is one way or another an artist. I don't know how presidents get there. I guess Reagan was an actor. Nixon was a basketball player.
Boom.
Boom hop. Crafty. And they're just like, they would put on plays and performances throughout the encampment. And they would just be like, he's like, I can't even say the stars that are here, but they're making it sound like they get Eminem to come rap for them, you know, during their encampment, you know, or like that's, who else?
Whoever was popular at the time.
Kesha like, or Beyonce.
You can probably get paid more than a concert.
Yeah, to exactly. Perform and for they, a and also group. At the same time, they're getting all volunteer work from like the lighting to the sound system to the pyrotechnics. So like they're for just a very small group.
Who are those people?
I'm just saying like 2000, the 2000 richest people in the world, not really, whatever, 2000 very rich people are putting on performances for themselves over this 2-week period.
Yeah, but there's like a lighting guy.
Yeah, but it's like, I think he would just do it himself. It'd be like a guy who's like, oh, I usually, the person I was with, just so you could really figure out if someone really listened to this far in the podcast and is really mad about me talking about it, like the person, the girl's dad, he was like, I believe played like oboe in like the San Francisco orchestra. He was also in the military, I believe some kind of like military lawyer, whatever. So everybody, you know, if they had some kind of orchestra, he would probably be playing oboe, but the same, you know, like who's going to do the grunt work? I don't know. They probably wouldn't hire out. They probably just do it themselves.
Yeah.
Just cause it's like a thing that they're putting on for other camps. And so like people are coming in prospecting to like be part of these camps. There's a long waiting list. So if you're asking if you could join, you would have to know somebody and then go prospect one of those days. And then everybody would have to like you. And then over a long period of time, going to a lot of encampments, they could bring you in and then you could have your face on a dollar bill wage.
Well, here's what I'm reading online.
All right, here we go.
There's businessmen and there's artists, and the businessmen have a 25-year wait list, but the artists are not lifetime members. They're only 2 to 3 year stint. And to be an artist, you have to be invited by another artist. So the businessmen can apply, but they have to wait 25 years.
Okay.
So I'll just be a businessman when I apply.
Well,
so
you better apply now.
You can't apply now because you have to have a solid business.
You have to have a IMDb rating of.
You guys haven't seen my portfolio, okay? You don't know anything about me as a businessman.
You just invested into. Office Depot.
I own 10% of a company.
Do you? Which one? They make shoes, t-shirts.
No, it's a real estate company.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Tell it. Do you want to pitch it real quick?
No. What? I'm not looking for investors, so I don't.
No. Pitch
Shark
it.
Tank.
Grove.
Shark Tank style. Oh yeah. Pitch it to the Grove. Yeah, I guess they're listening.
All right. So listen. Check it out. Okay. Wait. Let me start over. Hi, Grove. I am offering you this new opportunity,
Shark Tank,
to get into what you could call the most inspiring new real estate company that's ever happened. Before you raise your hands to ask questions, let me just say this. There Shit. This is where I break down.
No, you just got to end it with like, so which one of you guys want to get real?
Well,
like
my no. state? Oh. Do you really want me to do the ending?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you just fucking stole it. You stole it.
Was it best? Be
well,
better,
no, I mean that.
That's the joke?
I didn't hear it when you said it, and now that I'm hearing it, it's like, I can't beat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't beat it. Sorry. That's all I got. Sorry.
Why don't you do me a favor and notice my duplexes?
Which one of you sharks wants to take a bite out of the real estate industry?
The real estate.
All right, so let's keep going, man.
Let's keep going. Well, the keep going is, I don't know. So just being there, like I said, I definitely... I did the tour once, and I made too many jokes. And then the guy was like, all right, turn him back. Made it very natural. And then, like...
What? Because of you?
Just because I was just making fucking lame jokes the whole time.
Wait, you ruined the tour for everyone?
No, because it was me and, like, you know, six friends.
And then he was just, like, fuck, I don't need to deal with this. You were, like, a heckler?
I'm just, you know, trying to be funny, because then my friends back home will be like, he's so funny.
He
must be fucking so popular.
Cool, man. So instead, like, you just ruined the
It was fine. I made them laugh a bunch, so it was worth it. And then I didn't know I missed out on it until, like, I went with another group of friends, and this time I was like, all right, I gotta shut my mouth because I want to see as much as possible. And he took us, like, a little deeper into the Grove. And I wish I could remember the name of the architect, but there are some really cool original structures of some architect that some people in my group were impressed by, but somebody who did a bunch of stuff in Oakland. And he has, like, a couple original cabins back there. And I don't know. We got to see the owl. They show the owl, which is every time I'm listening to these, like, what was it, Alex Jones or whatever, like, everyone makes it sound like it's carved out of stone. It definitely was, like, a set piece. It was ceramic, you know, like a...
Yeah, it's a 30-foot hollow owl.
Oh, exactly.
So it wasn't... The craftsmanship of it is very loose because, like, I think it's hollow so that it could be lit on fire.
It was also really awesome because, I walked in with no preconceived notions of this place, and the guy just did so much backpedaling and justifications of things I had no idea. He's like, this is where the owl is? Like, we don't, like, kill babies here. I don't know what you guys heard, but, like, not here. Oh. It's nothing weird. No KKK stuff, you know? And I was like, well, I'm fucking looking at some videos when I get home.
It just seems like the Disney River tour or whatever.
Yeah, there was a point where a hippo jumped out and the guy shot a little cap gun.
They shot it with, like, a cap gun.
I went on the Disney River tour for, I can't remember why, but it was after something happened. Maybe it was, like, after Columbine or something. And they made it so that when the...
They stopped saying, it's a jihad.
Yes, but no, hippopotamus, like, pops out of the water, he's just, instead of shooting a cap gun, he goes, all right, everybody scream at it.
What?
Oh, okay.
Weird.
And electronically goes back.
Whoa, that's so weird.
That must have
been, like, right after.
Yeah, it was like,
because I've been on it since.
Yeah. Oh no, it was like
they've gone back
2 month period. And I was like, that's... Maybe
that's really funny that they thought gun violence would translate to shooting at
hippo. I mean, it was definitely something happened. I don't, you know, whatever. But maybe the guy just was out of caps.
Oh, shit. What am I going to do?
This whole thing.
Scream!
This is because Columbine. This is because Columbine. It's like 2005.
I mean, my whole thing is this. Is that, like, why... Listen, secret groups, secret buddies, secret fucking fraternities. Cool. Of course you want to do that. You don't need to fucking hang out with every janitor that you meet. But
jeez. I'm so sick of hanging out with all these janitors.
You really should see our janitor that's in the room right now. He's so fucking bummed.
Yeah, sorry, Jake.
Jake, it's not. You're one of the good ones.
He's gone, dude.
But why? Listen, I understand that I want to make a secret society and I want to have, like, little chants and weird ritualistic ceremonial things.
I keep saying
things.
We should do that.
But I'm like, when you have them specifically sacrificing, when you have them specifically to me, I'm just like, But whether you believe in all that stuff or not, the purpose of it, from the select few that decided that you were going to do that forever, it's like the skull and bones ritual to join. It's like there's, you have to get murdered or killed, and then you get reborn. It's just to me, these rituals are I don't know what I believe in that realm, but I'm like, I think that's a powerful thing. All these Illuminati music videos were like you have to die, and then when you come back, you are the Phoenix. Reborn as something stronger, Sasha Fierce.
But they even do that at Burning Man, you know? That's what Burning Man culminates in, a burn of like a giant effigy, you know? So it's like, I understand that, but this is also a lot older than Burning Man, so I wouldn't be surprised at one time that they did fucking weird shit that you could get away with.
Well, burning shit in effigy is you know,
fucking cool.
Well, it's a very prominent thing that people do,
like crosses and,
well, no, like that's you know, you do that to, I don't know why you do it, but I know that I've seen it a bunch of times, and I feel like we've had this conversation before, and it's weird that you're bringing up Skull and Bones, because that's not this.
But
when you're talking about like traditions and ceremonies, like you have to realize that it gets watered down over time, and you're just doing it for the, I feel like we've had this conversation before, like handshakes are like, you know, a meaningless thing now, but at one point they meant something.
Yeah.
And now it's just like this thing that we do. Because of nothing. Because of like, oh, this is the cordial thing to do. Because at some point it meant that like you're not going to kill the fucking guy that you're meeting or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a gun in this hand.
Right. So the whole thing about like burning a fucking owl. Burning an owl just sounds like a lot of fun to me. You know, like killing a baby, again, sounds like a lot of fun to me. I don't see any victims here.
Listen. I think that, I mean, I agree with you on all that, but like, are you, it's just weird to me that like elite rulers of the world are doing that.
No, but like, see, this is the weirdest part about this episode is like what I said before, like there are already so many of these things that these secret societies or whatever, like Skolmos, all that shit. What makes this one any different? Like,
that I've been there.
Oh, shit.
This is amazing. Like, this is on the level of going to Area 51. Maybe not as much, but I'm like, dude, I'm never gonna go there.
Dude, if you want to go there, we could go there.
Well, not.
No, all of these places, we can go to any of them if we really wanted to. I
went to Area 51, and there was the guy on the hill standing there with the gun.
Well, maybe not that, but we could go to this place. It's super easy. You just like find out when there's a wedding, and then you go.
There's like, yeah, no. If you just couldn't get in there unless you're invited, for sure. They definitely like crossed. They checked our IDs and shit.
So to me,
well, then I'll get invited to the wedding.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. You just got to know someone for like 15
years.
That's
all I'm saying. It's not that hard. You don't even have to. You can meet somebody.
I have wondered if they had to have known people for a certain amount of time to be able to invite them.
Yeah, yeah.
I really wouldn't be surprised.
I doubt it.
The people working the wedding, everybody, like they, for us to be on the site, there had to be a certain amount of members to the ratio of guests. And so there was like a band playing there, and the photographer, and then the cater, everything was like a person in which had like an association with the club. Did I tell you also we had to be off the property by 9 o'clock because women weren't allowed to be there after 9? That was weird.
Yeah.
Where did you stay?
That is weird.
A beautiful little Airbnb up in Sonoma. I had a farmer's market.
So it was on your own? There was no block of rooms? No,
there was an after party. It was an after party that we all went to.
I just think, but it's like, listen, if you guys, I don't want to say this, but because I don't want to dedicate any time to it.
Go for it.
I feel like within a year, I could be invited.
I mean,
I don't want to spend any time.
There's two
because
weddings.
I don't care. But like, no, it's not even about that. Artists, we've already looked up the rules. Businessman, it's 25. Fucking artists. How many artists do we know? Like, I guarantee you, we know someone who's a member of that. I guarantee you.
It's just...
Within six degrees.
I don't know.
It can't be that hard.
It's not the vibe I got from being there. It really is people who have... Because, like, the guy...
Drew Carey.
Well, no, he probably could, I guess.
Yeah.
Drew Carey, and he's, you know...
Jack Black.
But you couldn't come. Yeah, yeah, because they're people. There's, like, one of the camps that they have is... It's Holly Weird, some fucking lame name like that. Like, there's a group from Southern California that comes up, and I'm sure any of those kind of people who are prospecting...
Lost Angels.
If they're like, can I come up for a day? I'm sure, like, yeah,
Jack Black. Wild Hillside.
But the thing that I was, like, I was saying earlier, I keep coming back to, is that it was the first time I've been at a place and could logically get through, like, what kind of power do these people actually have, you know, to cross the bridge between where you are and Willie is. It's just like, I feel like if you were a member there, you definitely get some shit done. If you're like, I want a subway system. I want the train that goes from here.
Yeah, yeah. Take away all the ritualistic stuff. Take away all the
That's networking.
Yeah, it's networking in a very small, very elite, secretive group that's very hard to get in. All I did was go on the place. Like, the encampment is like the thing that matters. It's a once a month retreat, and I understand exactly what you're saying. It really is like, it's the fucking white man, it's the fucking rich white dude version of like Burning Man. It's like, how do we go and let loose? And like, what would be the craziest thing we could do? The craziest thing is if we don't talk politics at all, and like, there's like video of like John Kerry and George Bush like shaking hands, and I bet like two beers in those guys, and they're both like, I'm fucked up, John Kerry, like, oh, remember, we all, oh, this is so crazy, let's never talk about Vegas, and like, it's like their own little private playground.
Yeah, because in the same respect, they're not allowed. They can't hang out together in Vegas. That's not going to happen.
I wouldn't be surprised if from there somebody worked at the Treasury. But let's put an L on it.
No, I think it's like a summer camp. I think it's like a place where you go like, hey, if you want to hang out with a bunch of other rich people, and we're going to burn this out, it's going to be fun, we're going to be drunk. No women, because like, fuck that. Like,
but that same summer camp also...
Let me finish. So then, like, also, like, oh, the fucking most powerful people in the world are here. So, like, why wouldn't I go up and be like, hey, listen, you know, could you maybe, like, lift that embargo? Like, we're cool, right? Like, why not? I'll give you some fucking tax relief bullshit. I don't know anything about politics, but
those are some of the words. But I think that's the idea, though, is that this is the one that's even the place.
But I think it's the least nefarious of all of these kind of like weird things.
Yeah, but that's
like,
the point, right?
But to me, though, least nefarious to me doesn't even matter. You can't have a small group of people get together and fucking change the world.
Well, yes, you can, because who really gives a shit? Why wouldn't you? If you had the power to do that, why wouldn't you do that?
Because their power supersedes elections, it's not fair to people who make
$50,000.
Like, because I guess the idea would be.
Yeah. And what do you guys think, though? What do you guys think that everything is transparent?
I mean, you're kidding yourself. No, exactly. But that's the idea.
We need to call this out if it is happening.
But what are we going to do? That you pass a law. You can't
be in a secret society.
And you think that's going to stop them. You think that then they'll be like, oh,
it's three,
like,
GoPros per.
I guess we won't meet anymore because they passed that law.
I think that's the way it should be. Like, why? Even within our own big word of government, like, they're secretive against each other. And then
you're talking about
everything on the smallest level, though. It's like, you can't have secret clubs.
People are always going to act out for their own self-interest. Like, you're never going to be able to stop that.
Yeah,
but the idea, I guess, is that
there is a built-in place that once a year these people come together, and this is like, although it's a secret society and it's evil to scoff at it, this is the one we fucking know about.
And their biggest mistake was letting you know about it.
Because now they'll just say,
no more fucking. God damn, we can't do the owl thing anymore. All right, let's go.
The owl thing is just the least.
Let's go to Tahiti and do it.
It really was just the amount of power and the way people, I wish I could convey, though, it's the way people talked, like. Every time
it's like a nervous guy. If you don't have a secret to hide from anybody, then why are you acting nervous? That's all.
Well, because for the same reason that I don't want, like, I'm thinking of the people who
never,
listen to
I would never rape your podcast. Baby, but I will babysit your baby, though. I would never rape your baby.
No, I mean, shut come on, dude.
You're not going to babysit my baby.
Well, first of all...
a bad example, but...
I mean... God, this is so fucking nerdy. What I'm about to say is nerdy and retarded, and it's exposing some things. But like, you know, we have a Facebook group that like doesn't allow all of our clan members into it because like you don't want all of our fucking video game clan members into it. Yeah. So you're a huge hypocrite.
I just love the idea that you're in the KKK and you're like, this is going to sound so nerdy. The fucking nerdy not ass that clan member.
But we don't want clans. Everyone to know this. The plan.
Not being a nerd, Wade.
So you're, you know, I didn't but start I'm not that. I'm just in of, it.
But like, to me, what, do whatever you want.
Are you
going
to justify it now?
Is anybody going to find out they're not invited to this Facebook page right
probably,
now?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Wait, so we tried to expose the Bohemian Grove, but we exposed your Facebook group?
Well, that's why I was trying to be...
Isaacson's like,
no, I think that's funny, but like to me, it's like, that's fine because our little Clash of Clans clan doesn't affect the lives of everyone in this country.
Oh, come on. That's such a justification. You know that when they meet, they're like, we're only affecting, the poor people. Like, it doesn't really affect the Western civilization.
But I guess the idea also would be...
But our clan really doesn't affect anybody.
Yeah, it does. The clan 1792...
Well, can't you look at it as a metaphor, though, as an analogy? Like, you don't even see that...
No, but
that comparison that I'm drawing?
But, like, me doing that... In respects to, let's say I had held a Senate office or something and then tried to make the secret group.
You don't think
I would feel guilty about that. That didn't feel right. Everything should be transparent.
You don't think that the people who aren't included in that would feel bad when they knew that it existed?
I don't.
I know for a fact that you would because
I was going to say, but though that like I, in regards to this, I don't care because they don't need the whole point of the secret group to me was to not have to deal with all the bullshit.
You just hit the fucking nail on the head, man. You just fucking, oh my God.
And I agree with that.
No. So like these fucking elite people think exactly like you. They're thinking like, well, that's not really going to affect anyone down there. Like they're not, if they don't know about it, it doesn't really matter. It's not going to affect them. That's what they're thinking.
And I agree, but like me looking at them, that seems illegal. For me looking at me, this is just a little shitty, stupid video game.
Exactly, and that's why you're a hypocrite, and that's why works. This is the best analogy I've ever made. And you're full of shit. You're full of shit.
No, but like I said, though, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you that they probably think that way, but my thing is... When you hold an office that represents people, that's a different.
Oh, come on.
And there's
hang on. That's very ideological, and that is the way that the government is supposed to work, and hasn't since fucking who knows how long. Like,
Taft.
Fucking Taft. Just stop believing that anybody in the government actually represents you because that's not.
And I do agree
with
that.
Willie's just because it would be that if at way worst his or your guys' Facebook group for Clash of Clans is like gonna bum somebody out. At way worst, at a time of war, there could be people meeting in this location that makes decisions that of like releasing a power which could destroy cities with the press of a button.
Here's my example:
like, the fact that they're.
But I think they use like more more secret places to do that. I don't think they do it at the fucking owl thing.
Well,
I think the owl thing is the summer.
Supposedly.
My thing is this. How are you going to be either Trump or Clinton? Let's say you're Trump or Clinton, right?
Okay.
Who?
Who's who?
Both of them? All of them?
Let's just say you're either one. Either of you are either one.
Ying and yang.
And how are you going to represent Octomom properly? What? Whether you're Trump or Clinton. How are you going to represent either,
that's mom? The fucking best political stance ever. I'm not voting for either of you unless you tell me about your fucking plans for Octomom. Like, oh, those kids, God, are teenagers now.
I'm like, because what I'm saying is, yes, I don't need to hear everybody's thoughts. But I like that they have a chance to say something. But, like, how are you gonna represent them and feel comfortable that you did represent them? We don't need to hear that voice. That's how I feel too. I'm an elitist also.
Wait, what? You kept switching up your
Well, I know that's because you guys were asking questions while I was trying to explain it. I'm saying
no, we weren't. We were so quiet. Once you brought up Octomom.
No. Which one of us is Clinton? Or wait, yeah. One of us is Clinton. One of us is Trump. I'm saying no. Put it in your head, yourself individually listening to this statement right now.
I am what?
You are either Clinton or Trump. It doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter. You're one of them. How do you represent? How do you properly represent Octomom? Let's say she votes no on chairs. Let's say she votes no on chairs.
Well,
do you care that she voted no on chairs?
I don't. It's a democracy.
But you don't need to know what she voted on about the chairs issue. I'm saying it's all bullshit.
I'm sure that, okay, first of all, she would have voted yes on chairs because she has 8 children to have to sit down. This is the weirdest.
I know, I love it. I fucking love it. I just think we all just got memberships.
Let's just send this tape in and be like, can we be a part of the just Bohemian?
Just kill
growth?
The one that's wrong.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, I don't know how to get into other people's heads. I don't. But I listen. I understand everything that you're saying, and I agree that at some point. You do have to, like, shut off.
Well, there's a psychopathic tendency to people who get into power. They don't give a fuck. It's like normal citizens to them look like ants. Like, you don't think about an ant when you step on it. And that's what they go through. And they don't, all they care about is, like, I'm in power. What can I possibly do to stay in power? Like, what bills can I vote on? Like, what laws can I pass? And it has nothing to do with their constituents.
I guess what I'm I was thinking about this the other day. Okay, yes, to date this podcast, the Orlando shooting just happened, and it's weird to me because you can blame it on guns, you can blame it on sexuality, you can blame it on politics, whatever,
religion.
But what happened? The way I see it is that, like, all it is just such a selfish thing. We all grow up so selfish that we get to say everyone else is wrong. We don't.
If you
don't
think
get
we're
to
bad,
listen to other people.
Get ready, man.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know what the future needs to be. And yes, I understand that you can't listen to everybody, but you can also say that everybody's wrong because of your own beliefs. It's just a weird thing of, like. And yeah. I don't want to say this is just bred on capitalism, like, but like, we all are all born and raised me.
Yeah, but, you know, who's to say that fucking Russians aren't that? I mean, Russians
I'm saying everybody, everywhere.
Well, like, it's not a capitalism thing.
It's also indicative of, you know, the promise you're made from, you could be whatever you want, you know, like, that's definitely the idea, opposed to, like, being, like, if you're going to point to Russia, I'm being indicative of, like, you got to be the workers. You got to, like, that stand up for the workers.
I just think,
like, communism and.
I think everyone, I think, regardless of political systems, or fucking race or anything, everyone just wants the best for themselves. And that's, you know.
Is that?
Then you just vote for however you think that you're going to be the best off, and if you're in power and you don't have to listen to the vote, you're going to be like, well, I want more money, so I'm just going to, like, not do any of that shit, and you know, we're all doomed, and we're all going to die.
I do want to vote third party. I might, if there's a third party candidate isn't good enough to get a percentage, I might vote Trump because I think
no
the best
you
thing
can
for
vote
me.
A third party the third. There's going to be 5 parties.
Let me finish that thought, though.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying, I think the best thing for me is for our government to fall apart and for us to
Me too. But here's the thing: when you go to vote in November, there's going to be like 5 or 10 people you can vote for president. Like, you don't have to do shit to get on the ballot. Like, I voted for Gary Johnson the last time, and he had like 2% or something like that. So
I liked him before. He's cool.
I knew him before
3%.
No, I'm just saying he will be on the ballot, and everyone's going.
He was doing the big shows. I knew him before then.
I Green Day was better before Dookie. So
that's not true. What?
Thank you for being here, Mike.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks for sneaking into Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, I didn't sneak in. I was
no matter what. But no matter what, that's fucking cool.
It was cool.
I was so excited to hear about
cool.
it.
It was cool. And, you know, just the idea, like, two thoughts that came, and I don't know where they would have spliced in, but, like, one was, the person whose dad it was, we always grew up joking, like, he was in the mafia or something. And then to find out, like, in your 30s in the Bohemian Grove, you're like, God, fucking instincts are right. Yeah. But the other thing, the idea of, like, him being part of this secret society, wherever the fuck. It, as much as it humanized it by being like, oh, somebody I know is in it. And it's like, I know he's, like, a legit person that's not, like, you know, fucking changing.
Evilly.
Yeah, or changing.
Voting against chairs.
Doing anything. Exactly. And even to the extent that, like, I had a roommate and he, like, that was going to, like, the Musicians Institute when we first moved to LA, and he was so broke that, like, he gave him a free scholarship without, he's like, just don't tell anybody, but here's $1,000 a month. So, like, him being, like, all about the arts is probably a legit thing. But at the same time, definitely going to this is the first place I ever went to going, like, wow, there are places in the world that the very small group of elite people get together and they could make a lot of things happen outside of the public eye. And that's, like, and there's some cool fucking trees.
And if you don't like it,
fucking vote for Octomom.
My lesson
get rich, get more rich.
My lesson for this episode is make some fucking friends.
He's looking
good
right,
advice.
He's looking right at me.
make some friends, because your friend might be able to get you something that you never thought you could get. Don't do it selfishly. I'm just saying, like, having friends actually can get you things in this life. So fucking
backdoor.
Open your heart.
Open your heart.
Open your heart. Open your heart to getting free shit.
No, that's great. I think that's the new closing. Open your heart, everybody.
You might get some free shit.
You might get some free shit.
I should this is Mike Manischewitz saying goodbye. If you listen this far, you deserve it.
Feral Audio.
Hello, I'm Kyle Ayers. I'm the host of Never Seen It, the podcast where comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we give them a read in studio. This is a clip I want to play for you guys from an episode where Langston Kerman rewrites Scarface. He's never seen it, but he wrote a script based on what he thinks he knows about it, and here's a clip. Give it a listen.
All right, Scarface, The New Frontier. Interior, happening discotheque. Remember when we called clubs discotheques? LOL, the 70s were crazy. Night. The crowd bustles with young, hot Mexicans who are supposed to be Cuban and all are dressed in butterfly collared shirts and pants that look like JNCO jeans and pleated khakis had a really weird baby. There's sex in the air and Poppy wants a whiff.
Oh my God.
Scarface, 22 to 45.
Like he's a television audience demographic.
Devilishly handsome. Not even a little bit Italian looking. So get that out of your dumb brain. Walks through the crowd with the confidence of a man who's going on MTV Cribs with the Ying Yang Twins. One day. Does he actually have a scar on his face? Fuck no. Why would you even ask that? That's not important. What's important is that he is not at all a problematic stereotype and that he has come for his cocaine. as he approaches the red rope of the VIP, pronounced Ve A Pay in Spanish.
Oh my gosh.
He spots his dear friend, who is almost certainly going to become his enemy by the end of the film, Smooth Skin. Scarface yells out his signature line.
Ciao, Bella. It's me, Scarface.